This week's parasha, the Torah talks about the mitzvah of doing tshuva. And tells us the power of tshuva, the importance of tshuva. And the reality is that we have to understand for ourselves we could do tshuva. So someone asked me a simple question to tell them just the guidelines of tshuva. So let me explain. Let me just begin that one of the great, great things that Hashem did for us is that we could apologize and fix what we made a mistake. Not always everything is fixable. So it's important. But the sin could be washed away, sort of, to say. We ask for apology, and it washes away the negative thing by the sin. The more you do tshuva, the more washes it away. And if you do tshuva mehava, it's even greater. We'll let it get to it. But it's a great, great gift that Rabbi Yishlam gave us. I always compare it to a credit card. Let's say you maxed out with all your credit cards and your mortgage is maxed out. And when they tell you all you got to do is come to the credit card company and just say, I'm sorry, and your credit will be clean. Imagine. So that's what Hashem says to us. He says, just say, I'm sorry, the right way. And not only that, the Torah promised us that if we do tshuva, Hashem is going to help us. This is also very important. Many people have asked me this. I want to change. I want to do better. There's a guarantee from Hashem. This week's parsha says, the pasuk says very clearly, "Vishavta Hashem alekecho," and the pasuk says, "Imol Hashem alekecho es lavavchu es lavav zerachu." Is the letters Elul es lavavchu es lavav zerachu is Elul. So the Rebbeinu Yoinu, the Rambam learns that the Rebbeinu Shloimeh says to us, "You do tshuva, I'll help you." Why is it sometimes difficult to do tshuva? Sometimes someone was very honest with me. He said, listen, I grew up religious. I went off. And that brought me back to religion, to appreciate the religion today. Because I saw the emptiness and what I thought. He says, I have a hard time saying I'm sorry, he says. It really brought me back to what I am now. So I explained to him, it's true. And that way, that's what happened. But it didn't have to be that way. And initially, when you did, we have to sit down. Now, in order to do tshuva, we have to realize what a sin does. To be sorry, you have to realize what you made a mistake. A guy who, keeps investing in the wrong places, money, in the wrong stocks. You know what I mean? That's foolishness. Right? You would scream at him. So the first sort of to say lesson of tshuva is, as the Rambam says, the Rebbeinu Yoni says, to realize this is a mistake, to be honest with yourself, this is not good, and realize this thing will bring pain in life, this world, if not this world, the next world. And you can do tshuva just for your own sake, meaning to say you could start doing tshuva. It was so foolish of me to doing this because it's going to hurt me in the long run. Yeah, I've heard this people say that, it was such a foolish thing that he did, that, he really feels like so silly. Sometimes we do something, it hurts you, so you realize then, what did I do? I once met, let me say over a story that I witnessed. I was a newlywed once upon a time, that's a while ago. I was 20 years old when I got married, so that was a real while ago. And there was a guy, I didn't know what a Ponzi scheme meant, I was young. There was a guy going around getting people to give him his wedding money, he's going to invest and give you high interest. I was spared about that. Anyways, what happened was, I remember sitting in the back of the shul, and a lot of people were hurt. And the guy asked his closest friend, did you invest the money? He says, no. My father-in-law is a businessman. And he said, this doesn't make sense. You cannot make so much interest. All of a sudden, he starts screaming, "You knew and you didn't tell me." He was like so upset. He said, "I didn't know. I didn't know how bad it was. It just my father-in-law said not to do it." But he was so hurt. Sometimes you get deeply hurt because you realize, in a sin, we don't realize it. We don't. We live every day. We go to sleep. We get up. And we don't associate our pain in life because of the sin. Just say that's part of life. Unfortunately, we don't see what the sin does. What we have to do to, in order to say I'm sorry, is to think about it. Sin causes a thing on your soul. It was foolish. Did we gain anything with that? Did I grow from my sin? I spoke gossip. Did that help me? The gossip. Did I achieve something? So you have to sit down and really think about it. That's why people have a hard time doing tshuva because there are things that people really do which they regret, which is true. There are things that people sometimes do which they did something which they never expect themselves to do. I remember someone told me, asked me how to do tshuva. He told me a very interesting story. He was on the plane and he flies to China always for business. And he was on the plane flying to the Far East, and he forgot his kosher food behind. And he took the plane the last minute because it was supposed to be a meeting in China or whatever. He said he was so angry at himself, he ate the non-kosher food. Soon as he ate the non-kosher food, he went to the bathroom and he made everything come out. He was so upset at himself. What did I just now do? I said, that's tshuva. That's really tshuva. But that is easier to do tshuva. Why? Because he always ate kosher, never ate non-kosher, and he was so upset at himself. What did I do? I mean, I'm going to die from hunger? I mean, it was in business class that we're going to give him food. That wasn't a problem. The problem was that that is easier because you're disappointed with yourself. But to do tshuva on the things that we did, we're speaking gossip and watching pizzas, looking at naked woman or whatever, things that we are not davening and sometimes doing things which is such things we do, it's hard to stop. So in order to stop it, you have to first realize, I have to do this part of Yiddishkeit, I must stop gossiping. I must make sure I eat kosher. I must make sure I daven maariv. I must do the right thing and say to myself, it was foolish that I got into the habit not. So you need time to think about yourself. These things are not good what I'm doing. The Novi says, Nachkra, check yourself out. Someone, I have a wife that's not so well, so I met someone. He said to me that he went to a place just to check himself out. You know what I mean? The 1,000 notes. They do every... And they found this, and they found that, and he's all nervous. But, I'm not sure that's the right way of medicine. But he went to check. Anyone running a business knows, you get yourself an accountant, you want to know if the business is making money or not. And you get yourself a good accountant. You run your business. If you're spending more than you're earning, you're in trouble. So you have to make a cheshbon. I pay my workers and my rent and my overhead and how much is earning I'm earning, how much I'm paying and how much do I have. Sometimes people, I have a brother, an accountant, once told the guy, you are going to go bankrupt. The guy couldn't believe it that his business was doing so bad. He says, your business is not doing bad, you're paying too many people money. Just got to get your business into order. He was paying this guy and he was paying this guy extra money. You got to cut all that away, and you'll see, you start making money. We have to do it with our soul, too. Before Hashem, ask yourself, what am I doing with my life? Is this great what I'm doing? Is this what I want to die with? Is this a badge of honor that I could say I go to every basketball game? And I know every player, and every hit, and every strikeout, whatever. You have to ask yourself, what is life? And the more you ask yourself, and then you could say, do you know what I really regret? So the Rabbi Yoin explains, and Nachman explains this, the more you regret, the more you wash away the clippers, your mind opens up. You're able to see much clearer. Wow, this was really bad. Like, let me just give a marshal. Sometimes you could do something wrong and you don't realize how bad it was. You don't realize. I have a guy who told me he took a tenant in a place. He heard he's a difficult tenant. But now that he's living there for a while, boy, he says, now I realize how difficult it is. You know, sometimes you do something, okay, it wasn't the best, but we don't realize. So the first you say, I'm sorry, the more you say, I'm sorry, it opens your mind, you say, this is what I did. Then you can regret more and more. Till you could also regret, not because of yourself, because I disappointed Hashem. How could I have done this to him? He loves me so much. He cares about me so much, and I disappointed him. See, the tshuva should start on your own. I am going to go to hell. I'm sorry for doing this. It's very self-centered, but that's what tshuva begins. And the more you do tshuva, you could forget, sort of put yourself out of the picture. You say, how could I have done this to Hashem? He's so good. He created me, wants the best for me, and I just stoop to this. Yes?
How about when we do something wrong to somebody else, we apologize, but when you hurt somebody's feeling, it's not like they can just say, okay.
Let me explain. I've said this once in another class here. I explained, you could hurt someone's feelings. You really hurt someone's feelings, and you could just simply say, I'm sorry, and forgive. Someone just came over to me the other day and said, I'm sorry. I didn't remember this disagreement even. But, he just said, apologize. But then, you could hurt someone very badly, and a simple, I'm sorry, doesn't work. And the marshal, you step in someone's toe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that's good enough. But what happens, you really hurt the guy terribly. You broke a bone of his. You know, you were not careful, and you really hurt him very bad. I'm sorry is an insult. Imagine you burn someone's business down, you're in a drunk mood, or a vicious, or you made a mistake. And saying just, I'm sorry, is an insult. You understand? Then you need it much. So the more our mind opens up, the more we see, the more we can do tshuva. Then the Rebbeinu Yoni says a very, very, very important thing, which is Nachman speaks a lot about this in Kitta Lochus. The famous passage, there's no tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechtu. Everyone makes mistakes. We are humans, we make mistakes, and we sin. That is not the worst thing. The thing is that a tzaddikim, if they sin, immediately they do tshuva. And they realize what brought them to themselves, and they immediately build themselves a system how to stop it. This is the challenge that we all have. See, if a guy always ate kosher, one day by mistake didn't eat kosher, it's easy to stop if he did it once. But once we get into doing things habitually in a way, that it's a little difficult to change. But how do you change? It says that you have to sit down and focus. This is wrong, and I really regret. So even though a few weeks later you fall back and do it again, you say it again. Till you build up your shaman in your soul, till you're able to not do it anymore. Because often we do things not because we want to do it. It's the Yetzirah driving us insane. Like no one gets up in the morning and says, you know what? Today I am going to gossip. I open my eyes. This today on the agenda, I wrote down gossiping. It doesn't happen. And no one gets up in the morning and says, I'm going to hurt someone's feelings. It is, as the day goes on, we're not careful, or you know, you were tired, or you skipped the shachas, or whatever happens. So the trick of tshuva is to say, this is what I'm doing wrong, and ask Hashem to help you build the strength inside of you to build a fence to stop doing it. And that's the challenge, Rav Nosson says, because we fall, we got to get up again. Till you're going to be strong, and you will be able to overcome it. That's why I say every Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah, I tell people, do one thing this year which you know you could work on and overcome it, because that is going to give you the impetus to work hard on your life. You know, if you're able to change something, you see, I'm changeable. A lady told me, a man told me, it's a similar story, a man also told me, a lady told me she took upon herself a simple thing. She took upon herself Kiddush. She always, you know, has a lot of children. She's in la-la land at Kiddush. Just doesn't focus. And there's a mitzvah to be able to listen to Kiddush. She took upon herself, opened his midas and followed Kiddush. She said, I did it for a whole year. I was so proud of myself that even I could change. So that's what I always tell people. Do one thing this year. Tell, I'm going to focus. This needs to be changed. It could be making sure you daven every day. It could be something you know that it's a little bit challenging, but you'll overcome. I've had people who told me they worked on happiness, took upon themselves this whole year, and they said it changed their lives. It was very hard work, but it really changed their life. But I do one thing. Guy told me many years ago that he would quit smoking. He never believed that he would ever be able to quit smoking. Now he says, you know, I was an addict. It was just unbelievable. He says, that changed my life, quitting to smoke, because I realized I could change. So anyways, so let me just focus. What the Kita Halacha says a lot is this type where we violated something, we want to change, we want to work on it. So instead of just throwing the towel in, you should take time for yourself and say, I'm so sorry, and ask Hashem to build walls around it that you shouldn't fall again. He might fall, but just keep on working. Till one day, you'll build a wall, you will overcome it. Yes.
What is
the it's a sefer written by Rav Nosson of Breslov on the Shulchan Aruch. But he explains the Shulchan Aruch according to the teachings of Rav Nachman.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. So, what I just explained is very important, because this helps a person change. Two things you've got to remember. Rosh Hashanah is coming around. That Shem is going to help you change. He promised, Habula Tanisamus. You've got to believe that. Even though you feel, I'm trying, you've got to believe in Hashem, he'll come help you. Second, remember, it takes time to change. It takes time to break a habit. And so even though, let's say, you didn't do it for a while, you know, like a guy once told me, I'm an expert at quitting smoking, you know, the joke. But the end was, he quit smoking, you know, even though he came back, but the end was, that's the important part of it. Then, a person should aim that after a while, you should not just think about yourself. You should say to yourself, I am a creature of Hashem. I was His creation. And He made me come to this world to do good. And I really messed up, and I'm sorry that I disappointed you. You understand? That's a different level of tshuva. It's like you could be sorry. Let's say you wanted to buy your wife a gift and you didn't. So you're sorry you didn't give her a gift. But sometimes if you hurt her feelings, you should say, I feel terrible. I forgot it was anniversary. I didn't get you something. You know, it's not just about you. So we should get to a level to able to say to Hashem, if it's terrible what I did. So that's. Then I want to tell you something very, very important about tshuva. And the Rambam takes an entire chapter, and designates it for this topic. You have a free will all the time. No one was born that he has to sin. No one was born that it's true. You were not born that way, and maybe you started drinking, and now you're an addict. It's difficult to stop drinking or any addiction. But no one was born that I have to be an addict. No one's born that I have to other things that we do. That means you have a free will to do, not to do. We are the only creature that has a free will. The angels don't have a free will, and the sun doesn't have a free will, nor does the earth have a free will. We humans have a free will to exercise it when we want it. It's really amazing. But the more you believe in your free will, the more I'm sorry you could be. It's very difficult to be I'm sorry where part of you thinks I'm only 20% at fault. Or 80% at fault. If you know I am at fault, this is my sin, you can do tshuva. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sorry, the level I'm sorry only comes how much responsibility you take. But if you tell yourself, partially, I'm not so responsible. I was, this happened, I was raised this way, and I had a difficult childhood, or a neighbor, or a friend, or someone seduced me, whatever excuses we all have, as soon as you have an excuse, you can't be fully, I'm sorry. I'm sorry is that I had a free will, and I did not exercise it. And the truth is, we all have a free will. I used to have a few years ago, there was a few older guys in my neighborhood who didn't get married. So I made a sheet for them. Every day at time we learned, I rubbed it in. They always say, they can't find a wife. I said to them, for $10 million I'm giving you, in 6 weeks you find a wife. Think you could do it? They all said, even for five. But it shows you could do it. When a person thinks, I have a bad habit, I cannot quit smoking. Or I had someone who told me, he has an anger management. He just gets always angry. You know, when he said, we're going, I said to him, if we offer you $10 million this year never to get angry, will you get angry? He says, absolutely not. I hire someone to watch me. I'll make sure never to get angry. So we really have a free will. We just don't take charge of it. It's true. A person who let go of himself, who, you know, gets angry, he has a habit, it's going to be more difficult when a person doesn't have that. You know, there are people who don't have an anger management. They could get annoyed, they could get angry, they don't lose themselves, they don't throw things, they don't yell and scream and put up a tantrum. There are people who suffer from this. And it's, of course, the guy who doesn't. But you could change it. Nothing says, is built in stone, I cannot change that. See, a marriage is a big chiddush. You know why? Because, you know, you got to find someone. But something about yourself, you could really change. So what we have to remember is, you do have a true free will in yourself, and you could always overcome your free will. And the second part of it is, the more you realize you have a free will, it is only up to you, the higher the tshuva will be. Because you realize, it's me, my shortcoming, who didn't fulfill it. So, one of the things which Rav Nachman emphasizes a lot about tshuva, that you must work to be happy. And why? Because when you're happy, Rav Nachman says, "Ki besimchu teitzei." When you're happy, you could climb out of the box. Sometimes people get themselves in a rut, and they get confused. Happiness helps a person just to climb out of that. You ever notice when you're depressed, you fall back to your bad habits?
Happiness isn't necessarily a function of free will, is it?
It helps. Yes, you have a free will to be happy.
Is that how it is? That is true.
You have a fear. Now, of course, there are people who suffer from chemical imbalance, but I'm talking, generally speaking, it's up to you to be happy. Of course. Again, if I would offer you $10 million, you think you'll be happy the next 5 years for $10 million? I think you'll wake up every morning with a fake smile and say, I must smile because I'm bringing in $10 million. So you really can. That's very. But he says, Rav Nachman explains that when you're happy, it's easier to do tshuva, easier to cry to Hashem, easier to focus on yourself. We all know when we're depressed, that's when we go slippery slope.
And depression is yes or no?
That's part of the Yisoy. He says very clearly, depression comes from the same place that Eitz HaHara comes. Yes.
Quick question. You know, you mentioned, which is true, you know, you give someone $10 million, makes them happy for a while, because the person doesn't have $10 million. What about the people that have the $10 million?
Well,
you got to give them $100 million.
That's it. The trick is not the amount. It just shows us that we could change.
Right.
It's not the. It only shows people. And I gave a challenge to someone. I can't get married. Now remember. After a while, he realized, I could get married. I don't want to get married. He was convincing himself, there's no girls, there's nothing this, it's not for me, and this is not for me. He realized, after I challenged him a few times, he finally hit him, it's not I can't find a girl. There's something in me who doesn't want to find a girl. Same thing here. We could overcome anger. There's something in us who doesn't want. I'll be angry, I'll be controlling, anger people are controlling, whatever. Whatever thing that goes through our psyche. But once you realize I could overcome it, that it's in your hands, then tshuva starts. Then you could say, I'm sorry. Not only can you say, I'm sorry, but you'd also stop it doing it. But what I'm focusing is on the happy part. When you're happy, you're much more productive. Much more focused on yourself. That does not make, people have asked me over and over again, does happiness make me arrogant then? It doesn't. People always ask me, if I walk around happy, I'm not going to grow spiritually. Yeah, don't worry about that.
So these guys, they
really realized it and all got married.
Yeah.
It's five of them, all got married. But the work, because I would rub it in. Every day, every few days, as middle of the sheet, I would say, guess what? You know, when it finally hit them. I say to myself all the time, well, I mean, I cannot do it. Of course you could do it. Someone should pay me to do this. You know, I had a very uncomfortable job to do that. I was procrastinating, pushed it off. But then I did it. You think I couldn't do it in the morning? It was uncomfortable. You don't want it. Part of you doesn't want to do it. Part of you, that's my marabba here. I got to make that phone call. But part of us says to me, it's uncomfortable. So we have this. See, we came down to this world with a Yetzer Hara to fight it and overcome it. See, we miss the point of life. That means the point of Atam Netzuvim Hayon, this week's Pasha, very powerful thing. You are standing here today with a free will. Because all the tzoras come because you didn't have, you exercise your free will. You worship the way disorder. If that's going to happen, the curse will come. But right now you're standing here. Life is in your hand. It's all yours. But that's very, very important. Then a person could go back and say, I messed up. It's up to me. You should know, people take responsibility. It works, some reason it works together. People take responsibility for themselves. Are easier to say I'm sorry and easier to do tshuva. Ever notice people depressed? They blame society. It's my parents and who knows what. Don't want to take responsibility. You know something?
When is it proper to be angry?
Truthfully, is there is no proper time to be angry. Question is rather when is it appropriate to act as you are angry. I mean, angry, there's no reason to be angry. I tell to young parents who gets agitated with the children growing up. He says the problem you get so agitated is because you live in fantasy land. You think life should be very smooth sailing. It doesn't. Children misbehave. Children get sick. That's life. So the question is, when should you act? So the Gemara says, when people in your household are not doing the right thing, act angry. Don't be angry. Act angry. But Ishanu, it is a challenge. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the holy of the holiest person, got angry. We don't understand, but he also got angry. But the point, what I'm trying to bring out today, is tshuva is connected to the fact that you know that you are responsible for what you do. That you have a free will. You got to tell yourself over and over, I got a free will and I didn't exercise it correctly. Now, of course, many people have different challenges. They raise them different home, how the makeup of the body is, and what influenced them. But that's Hashem's judging, not us. But we have to grab it and do the right things. We have to make sure everything is kosher. We got to daven every time out of. We got to stop gossiping. Work on sneers. This is, you know, it's up to you. This is in your hands. And the truth is, when a person fights the Yetzer Hara, life is very sweet. See, most people live a life, it's what the news and what the world blows, the winds, this is how they work. They don't make decisions on their own. Whatever the wind blows, okay, today it's not sneeze the style, I mean, not sneeze, if it's sneeze the style, I will be sneeze. I have to copy everyone, you know, everyone's Mishigasan. The trade demands from a person to think for himself. This is very, very important. The Torah tells you, think for yourself. And that life is, your choice is in your hands. Since that is so, you should be sorry what you did. And when you're sorry, you take responsibility, Hashem forgives us. He washes, the more I'm sorry you are, the more you take responsibility, He washes away the sin. The challenge is only when you want to change something, which you got, you know, the habit, that's so difficult to change. That we have to work extra hard.
Can I ask you two-part question? You said the sweetness comes from fighting the Yetzer Hara. That could be a very difficult thing for people. How do they find the sweetness in something like that?
Takes time. The more you discipline yourself, the more you realize, wow, I can do it. See, what we don't realize, we do discipline ourselves. You get up on time for your job. I'm sure you get up in the morning and you say, you know, it'd be nice to sleep another hour. But wait a minute, my office is waiting for me. My clients is waiting for me. You know, we all do certain amount of discipline. The fact that you are working and running a business is because you're disciplined. But we don't realize that we should be disciplined with our spirituality too. Not just making money or, you know, exercising every twice a week, what people do. And, you know, discipline. We should discipline ourselves in our spiritual life too. Set a goal. This year, I want this to happen. Oh, that's for sure. The Gemara says the place where Baal Tshuva on them, the place where they have in Gan Eden, Tzaddikim cannot touch there. Because they have to work very hard to overcome the habits. The Gemara says the place where Baal Tshuva stands, wow, great Tzaddikim cannot get close there. So I just want to focus on something. The focus that I want to bring out very important is that we... It's Rosh Hashanah coming upon us. And we should try to take time for ourselves. The sooner, the better. That means you should sit down and meditate. As I encouraged last week. Take time for yourself. Because if you don't, you know, the Shunah is going to be upon us. And then Yom Kippur. Take time, 20 minutes. And say to yourself, what do I want to do this year? What do I want to change? A young lady told me that she was very frustrated. You know, she was dating someone. She told me, this year I'm getting married. I said, what does that mean? Well, we've been dating a long time. It's either yes or no. She didn't have the courage to know, but after the Shana 2 years ago, she took the courage. It doesn't have to just be that. It should be, you should sit down. This is my life. And right now, I want to change it. We all could change, and ask Hashem, help me change my life. So if you meditate, the more you meditate, the more calmer you become, the more you could look at life easier. I find that people, not only would talk to Hashem, Nachman's meditation, I met people who do yoga meditation, are much calmer. The power of Rav Nachman's meditation is very aggressive. You talk to Hashem, and you plead that Hashem ask you to get over your obstacles in life, and Hashem will help you. That's the greatest music in Hashem's ears. Can you imagine? You tell Hashem, here I am, all I want is to get close to you. Help me overcome my obstacles. Imagine you get into a fight with your wife and tell your spouse, you know, I'm so sorry, I want to get close to you. I want to overcome these things. You know, as I said, people kretch and kretch and kretch. All the kvetch goes up. You know what Hashem's kvetch, his music to this is? When you say to Hashem, I want to get close to you. I want to be in love with you. I want to fear you. I want to wake up feeling you. I want to have a relationship with you.
So is it fear or
Hashem? It's fear, it's love, it's all one. Hashem wants us to fear us. He wants us to be madly in love with him. He wants us to have a relationship. If we don't talk to Hashem, we don't have a relationship. Isn't that true? Out of sight, out of mind. Out of talk, out of, you know what I mean? If we don't talk to him, we don't text Hashem. We don't, Facebook Hashem. You don't see him. Some of your friends, people get connected. Well, I see his picture on the thing, people say. Here Hashem, if you don't do yours every day, it's like the relationship is down. You know, if you're connected. So, it's Rosh Hashanah is literally coming upon us. Next, it's 7 days from now. Can you imagine? It's going to be, tonight is called Wednesday, it's going to be Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the greatest, the most important thing you could do for yourself is to sit down and ask Hashem, please forgive me. That's why we say slichos the week before Rosh Hashanah, to be able to wake us up from our sleep. And the Rambam learns we blow shofar is to wake up. You know, sometimes you feel, I want to shake you up, wake up. What are you doing with your life? So the power of the mitzvah shofar is to iri yishenim etaradaskim. The Navi says, you were zombies. You know, you should ask yourself, you know, it's amazing really, if you would ask yourself, what am I doing with my life? I'm busy making sure that I have the last updated phone, I'm making sure that I have the air conditioning should be working, making sure that I have cold drinks, I'm making sure this body should be taken care of. What? That's what we're here for? Just make sure the body stays, exists, and procreate. There's a sham. There's so much more. Everything becomes a spiritual thing when you connect to Hashem. Otherwise, it's like when you rent a car, it goes to the gas station, fills up, and goes home. I don't need such a car. If you think about it, we're busy taking care of this body all the time. I always tell people, the body is a really spoiled brat. If you don't eat, boy, does he let you know it. And, you know, you tell him, wait a minute, I'll give you food in 2 hours. No! You know, if you have a two-year-old, anyone has a watch, two-year-old, starts screaming and putting out tantrum. The body says, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I need a shower. Your soul, you never heard your soul screaming, wait a minute, I didn't have a marav. It's hungry for marav. That we don't feel. We don't feel like, I haven't learned, I didn't take any spirituality. That's why the work And this world is so difficult because the Yetzer Hara has a strong hand upon us. So I want all of you, take 20 minutes. People tell me it's too long. No, it's not. You could train yourself. As I said this over and over, there are people who couldn't. I told you, there's a 50-year-old lady in my shul who ran the 26-mile marathon. I run around this room, I'll be out of shape. But she trained 1 year for that. A whole year she trained for that marathon. You know, when the Boston Marathon won, I saw a picture of a 70-year-old man fall. He didn't wake up that morning, he's going to run the marathon. He trained himself. You could train your mind to be focused. It takes time, of course. The first time you do it, you'll be tired. But after a while, you could sit and say to the Rebbe Shlomo, here I am, please help me overcome what I need to overcome. The Rambam talks about meditation. The Chovos Avos talks about meditation. The Balam Musar talks about meditation.
And yet,
we don't teach it because young people, it's hard to teach that. But the truth is, the only way you could have a relationship with God if you meditate.
Okay,
otherwise, when do we think about Hashem? When do we think about Hashem? You know, we focus on the body. It screams by itself. You know, the body doesn't need encouragement. If you didn't take a shower, you're going to tonight feel terrible. I must jump into the shower. And if you were hot, you don't have to tell you, no, I'm really hot. Should I put on the air conditioning? It doesn't need, your body does need no encouragement. But your soul is the one. The body, you need to encourage your soul to think about the greatness of Hashem, to meditate how great Hashem is and how I should cleave and I should be in love with Him. Because don't worry, your body is going to kick, it is a spoiled brat who has a voice that is thunderous voice. He is going to let you know, don't worry. No one, I didn't hear anyone said, you know, I forgot to eat this week. I was so engrossed in my learning. If it happens, then something is very wrong with the person. Someone told me there was a guy who was playing on one of the video games and didn't eat for 2 days. There's something very strange with that person. Anyways, I want you to be smiling. I want you to do tshuva. And we sure have a great year. Mashiach b'zoicha this year. Mashiach tzedkeinu. Amen.